Global equity markets are putting on a remarkable show of resilience, acting completely disconnected from the severe energy supply chains fraying across the globe. Today, Wednesday, May 20, 2026, the S&P 500 is stubbornly holding near its historic record highs. Wall Street seems entirely unfazed by the ongoing Brent crude Strait of Hormuz shock, which has pinned crude futures between $111 and $118 per barrel due to persistent bottlenecking and severely slowed tanker traffic through the world's most critical energy corridor. While core corporate earnings growth among the market's elite players remains surprisingly strong, the price of admission to this rally has ballooned to historic extremes. Institutional portfolios are now left playing a high-stakes balancing act, chasing secular tech growth while navigating an incredibly restrictive macroeconomic baseline. The central bank anchor, surviving high rates even with underlying valuation indicators flashing warning signs, daily stock movements remain deeply tied to the central bank's next move. Capital markets are learning to live with the Federal Reserve higher for longer impact, adapting to a restrictive monetary stance designed to choke off the supply-side inflation triggered by Middle Eastern energy conflicts. This high interest rate environment is putting real pressure on standard corporate debt refinancing cycles, making the index's current refusal to drop a notable market anomaly. However, a steady stream of international capital is masking these vulnerabilities. Foreign investors, eager to escape erratic swings in European and Asia-Pacific markets, are continuously parking cash in U.S. large caps, effectively insulating megacap technology firms from standard liquidity drains. The valuation divide, megacap tech versus small cap value, the headline strength of the index hides a massive internal fracture. The U.S. market architecture has become deeply bifurcated, creating intense concentration risks that portfolio managers can no longer ignore. The tech haven, the aggregate valuation multiple of the index, is heavily warped by a handful of dominant tech and AI infrastructure giants. These businesses continue to command premium multiples, justified by institutional buyers who treat their massive free cash flows as a defensive shield against macro volatility. This safety trade has fundamentally compressed the megacap tech equity risk premium, signaling that investors are willing to pay top dollar for balance sheet safety. The value disconnect. On the flip side, small cap companies and traditional value sectors, like regional banks, consumer industrials, and logistics firms, are trading at deep historical discounts. These over-leveraged, middle-market businesses remain highly sensitive to the Fed's interest rate drag, creating unique entry opportunities for defensive investors who still care about underlying fundamentals. Parsing the math, stretched market multiples to figure out exactly how much inflation is cooked into current stock prices, institutional risk desks rely on a couple of foundational metrics. Right now, the S&P 500 forward PE valuation 2026 baseline sits at a rich 21x forward earnings, hovering comfortably above its long-term 10-year mean of 18.8x. Simultaneously, the relationship between total market value and real-world economic output is stretching boundaries. The Buffett Indicator Market Capitalization GNP ratio has climbed to an eye-watering historic high of 227%. To keep this calculation fully readable for all content management systems and avoid standard rendering glitches, the underlying calculation is laid out as a direct ratio. Buffett indicator equals total market capitalization divided by gross national product times 100%. When this metric punches past the 200% threshold, it reveals a structural detachment between capital asset pricing and actual macroeconomic productivity. This gap highlights that equity indices are currently pricing in extended corporate pricing power and tax-driven capital efficiencies rather than standard, volume-driven economic expansion. Market valuation trajectory. Q2 2026 breakdown market, cohort, metric average forward P/E multiple historical premium, discount sensitivity to Fed policy drags and P500 megacap tech 29.5x plus 4.5% above 10-year mean low. Shielded by massive cash reserves, S&P 500 equal weight 17.2 shin line with historical averages medium, responsive to input cost shifts. Russell 2000, small cap, 14.8x 18% below historical mean high, highly vuln.